This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Melvin and the guys from Gilded Edge are with us on the line from Singapore. How are you going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Firstly, guys, can you tell us who makes up the lineup and who do we have with us today?
I think on vocals, Alan Francis.
Oh. Vocals and guitar.
Vocals and guitar, yeah, that's right. On drums.
What's up, Julian here?
Hello. That's Julian Stewart on drums.
Master Rugby Superstar. And on bass, I think you saw me.
Hello.
Some diverse talent there, guys. Can you tell us a little bit about the name? Like, where's the name come from?
So when we actually formed, we saw Royal Blood at Laneway, and that quite heavily influenced us to start a band. So I guess it's that kind of like royal, regal kind of vibe, gilded, you know, relation with being gold. I guess that's kind of how it came about. And then I guess the kind of music we play is what you'd consider underground music in Singapore. So I guess that being on the edge of things, I guess it's the kind of vibe which unconsciously we went for. We didn't think about that at the time, but looking back, that's probably how the name came about.
And what a great event to be able to experience. I mean, Singapore puts on a great show with Laneway Festival there.
Oh yeah, man, it was awesome. I don't remember much of it, but it was good.
I actually get a little bit of a perk, and it's not from being in radio, but Laneway in Melbourne is actually on my street in Footscray, so we get free tickets.
Whoa, what?
Now, so tell us about when you guys first got together. When was the group formed?
So we were actually a three-piece originally before Melvin joined us. We started in about, what, February 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah, about then. Literally just through girlfriends, we ended up bumping into each other. We'd be in a club, and then we'd be like, hey man, like, what bands are you into? Oh, you like the Arctic Monkeys? Awesome, dude, let's have a jam after a few drinks. And then, you know, we ended up, yeah, chucking a couple of songs together, kind of gigging the circuit in Singapore for a year. And in our first year, we managed to win a bit of money at a competition year for Global Battle of the Bands. We didn't win the whole thing, but we were prize winners. We won a bit of cash, and that kind of helped us to take things forward. And then we brought Mel on board after a year together. Here we are.
So that experience with Battle of the Bands, was that kind of something that you all sort of thought to yourself, wow, maybe we've actually got something here. Maybe we can take this to the next level?
I guess it's at least with the songs. Like it was sort of testing the songs on a competition kind of format. Like we kind of realized, yeah, even if, you know, technically we still got a lot to work on, we felt that the songs we had and the arrangements we put together were sounding pretty nice.
Nice. Let's chat about some of those influences. I mean, having a look at your Facebook page and a few bios here and there, they seem quite diverse.
So I think our influences like vary from like old school 70s rock for like Led Zeppelin and like stuff like from the 90s like Oasis, Nirvana, to much current stuff like 30 Seconds to Mars, Arctic Monkeys, 1975, and Royal Blood, obviously.
Right, and do your influences change over time? Like, obviously, you've been together for a little while now, so, does the motivation sort of change as the group grows together?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we've kind of tried to get a bit more diverse. So we started out doing a lot of kind of mid-tempo rock, indie rock stuff, but now we've kind of done a bit more sort of psychedelic rock, funk kind of stuff, I guess you could call it, in terms of the grooves. We are trying to mix it up. I mean, a lot of us listen to a lot of EDM, which you wouldn't really be able to tell in terms of our songs. It's a big, big influence as well. I mean, I used to be in a dubstep band before.
Oh, wow.
You were.
I was like a synth player in a dubstep band, which was kind of weird. so I guess like a lot of the songs we play today are actually just reworking those songs for a kind of a rock band. So a lot of different influences come in, even if it just sounds like, you know, straight up rock and roll.
Mm. Amazing. And other groups that we interview from time to time in Singapore especially have explained that they got started off as groups doing covers of other popular songs. Did you guys go down a similar path?
I guess we had some covers, but it was I think it was clear from the get-go that we wanted to write original music. And when I joined the band, they had like, what, something crazy like 20 original songs and like 3 covers. So I guess the covers help in a way
make money if you know how it is.
Oh yeah, that is also true. I think it helps us agree on like a similar direction.
Yeah.
Because when you can be on a cover, you more or less know what the other guy is coming, like where the other guy is coming from in terms of like music and stuff. So that helps. But they had 3 covers when I joined and 20 original songs. And now we have 4 covers.
Now like 4 or 5 covers.
Fantastic. So guys, who are you doing it for? I mean, when you're having those late night sessions in the studio and you're exhausted and you're probably, you know, doing that and balancing a day job. I mean, for creative people, it sort of just happens. Like you can't really stop it. You just keep going with it. And I mean, do you ever step back and think, why are we doing this? Who's our market? Who are we doing it for? Is it for us? Is it for everyone else?
That's a really deep question.
Yeah. So our bass player is also an actor by trade. So he probably has the toughest schedule of all of us. So maybe he should answer this question. Come on, Afik.
What? Okay. Number one, I'm not an actor. You know,
he's an actor.
I do act. But I'm not an actor, so okay.
He's been acting as a bass player for the last 2 years.
Thank you. I think we're actually doing this for ourselves. You know, other than day jobs, you know, I think each member of Gilded Edge has they have commitments. You know, their families, their girlfriends, and their friends. But you know, even with that, we still you know come down and get together. So it's just for ourselves. You know, we do progress from all this hard work.
Excellent.
I mean, even by Singapore standards, we've been told we actually like rehearse a lot.
Yeah.
So we managed to somehow.
But we still you know sound like shit.
Asia Wide Hits on Asian Pop Radio. Download our app now, free via the App Store, and remember to subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to rate and review if you like what you hear, and share it with your friends. Today we're speaking to Melvin and the crew at Gilded Edge, and we're crossing back to them in Singapore right now. You seem to have supported quite a few big names as well. Can you share some of those?
Oh, that was scary.
So that was one gig.
Basically,
have you been to Singapore before?
Yeah, I've been about somewhere between 5 and 10. I can't remember.
Have you ever been to the floating platform in Marina Bay?
I have. I was sitting there about 2 months ago watching, some sort of folk group, actually.
Ah, okay. Well, we played there on New Year's Eve, and that was on the same stage as Alicia Keys and Hoobastank and some other big names from China that we didn't really know, but we know they had a massive following, China and Taiwan.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was probably the best night of our lives. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that's going to be a regular thing, but like playing to a crowd that size was just incredible. Best night ever, yeah.
It's actually one place I always really want, you know, I'd love to go to Singapore on New Year's Eve because I've never been before at that time. And I mean, so many big names do go on that Marina Bay stage. I mean, I used to pick on Drew Chen when he was in Melbourne because, you know, I'd say his claim to fame was playing up against Big Bang. I mean, it wasn't really the market he was going for, but he liked hearing it anyway.
Yeah.
So we always ask Singaporean groups how they feel the local scene is growing. Is it growing and is it going in the right direction?
I think it is. From what I can understand or from what I see, I think a lot of kids, I say kids because it feels like yesterday I was 14 years old, but like... a lot of people who are like between the ages of 13 to maybe 18 really do care a lot about local music, which is something unheard of when I was like that age, or at least it wasn't that popular, I think. I think the Singapore scene is growing because the people who want like to listen to local music from local bands is growing. So that's really encouraging. I think it's directly responsible for more people wanting to play, pick up instruments and start bands and stuff, and not just do covers, but like write originals and take their music a bit more seriously.
Is that a push that's going, being present from government, or is it just local media in general trying to sort of encourage people to think more locally? Where's that come from?
I think the government does play somewhat of a role. I mean, with the Esplanade and everything, but
Oh my God, Amos, what would you
say? It's really hard to ask people questions about government in pretty much any location on the globe. So,
yeah.
We can leave it there if you want.
No, it's, you know what, fuck it, I think I'll just go for it. I think they provide the platform and the money for these things. I don't think they, I mean, we have like what, the National Arts Council grant and everything, right? So that really helps with coming up with like your EP and stuff. But as far as like really supporting the local acts, I don't know if they're the most lucrative way. But I do think the bands that are big here are big because the people really do enjoy listening to them, and not because like any, the media does help, but it doesn't, it only helps to a certain extent. Ultimately, if the fans just want to listen to something else, it would just like, I mean, we live in an age of like instant gratification, right? So if I want to listen to another band with like, you know, a certain sound, I can just go on YouTube and I can find so many other things. It doesn't have to be like local music. And more often at times it isn't. But now, like, the fact that people still try and look for bands that sound that way and not looking across the border, like, as like the direct answer, I think that shows that support as well.
Yeah. I have to say, like, I've tuned into Singaporean radio for a very long time because I'm a bit of a radio geek. And, you know, I feel like I'm shocked when I hear a Singaporean group being played on, like, you know, Lush or 987 or something like that. So I couldn't imagine how it'd be for the local musicians that really want some airplay to, you know, have to battle that kind of thing all the time.
Yeah. I think because there was a large shortage of local music to be played on local radio in the, like, from late 60s to 70s, because local music was just kind of dead at that point. Like, nobody really wanted to play music. And so there is that void. And if your local radio stations have no local music to play, then they will have to, I mean, find some way to play something, right? And then they start dipping into other like countries and stuff. So I think that caused like a problem.
Sure.
But now, yeah, like, there's more local bands on local radios. It's quite comforting.
Yeah, good. So, guys, what's a regular gig like for you? What kind of thing can people expect from one of your shows?
It'll be chaotic, but I mean, not in the sense that we're not well prepared. but I think, you know, any good rock band, you know, without, well, they've just got to be, you know, they've got to be a bit free on stage, right? And being free means you've got to get a bit loose. So the kind of perfect gig for us is like when we did our single launch a couple of weeks back, and during one of our songs called Temper Tantrum, which is quite an angry song, but as you can tell from the title, but one of the kids who was at the front, he was just going mad. And then he fell on stage, smashed his head into the drum shield.
Oh,
the drum
wow.
shield fell on our drummer, and then that guy had to cut his head. And fortunately, he was fine. He kept dancing for the rest of the show. But I mean, that's the kind of energy that we wanna kind of have at our gigs. You know, we want it to be a bit wild. Yeah, we want to be like United Airlines. You know, we want
to. You can't beat your competitors. You beat your customers.
No, but yeah, just
you want to
yeah,
be dragging be people out of the venue because they don't want to leave.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to leave the show, so we got to get security. Yeah, no, it's all about the energy. All about the energy.
So, do you guys get much of a chance to perform outside of Singapore?
So, I mean, that's in terms of chance. I guess it's more that we kind of proactively seek out those opportunities.
Yeah.
So last year we organized this event in Batu Pahat, just over the border. It's a small town over the border. We brought like four bands from Sing over there, rented out a venue, and then kind of did a DIY gig there. This weekend we're going to KL, so we'll be in Kuala Lumpur. And we've managed to get one of the big bands in Malaysia, Kyoto Protocol. We've got quite a
wow.
bit following. Yeah, so they're going to be playing in the same bill as us, and we're hoping, you know, they'll bring all the local fans, and the local fans will in turn get to hear all our music. So it's quite cool that there's scenes mixing together in Southeast Asia. It's really cool to see.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. And do remember that you can download all our latest podcasts by going to iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Now, if you do like our podcast, make sure you rate and review it and share it with your friends. Back to Gilded Edge now in Singapore. Who are some notable names locally? People that you think we should be on the hunt for? Like, who should we be supporting?
There's this band called Supersec. If you like Rage Against the Machine, but if you want like a bit of like Singaporean flair, Supersec, they're your guys. The Bats, like really good indie rock band. Faux Pas, also really good
indie rock
band. Stopgap, I think, but Stopgap, Mars,
Angry Outer Space.
Angry Outer Space.
Nightingale. There's lots of really good, like, really, really good rock bands here who just, yeah, they're kind of under the radar.
Yeah, this is a pretty cute one called Intimate Friends. I think if you like the Strokes and that sort of teenage angst, you can check Intimate Friends out.
Awesome stuff, guys. Look, I'm desperately wanting to get one of those grants and find a way to have a Singaporean showcase in Melbourne, because I think you've got something that, you know, you can really share with people locally. And you know, and on Asian Pop Radio, we're all about trying to break some stereotypes and, you know, try to give people more insight about what's out there and the things that they're missing out on. So I reckon it'd be a kick-ass show.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And we'll show you around too.
And have you guys been writing any new material? Like, can we expect any releases anytime soon?
So actually, our releases are kind of lagging behind in the sense that we've already got like we've got so many songs, but it's just getting them on recording the exact way we want it. I guess when it comes to the studio, where we're trying to be perfectionists a little bit. Yeah. But we've released a single. So we've got a single called Lone Wolf, which is our first single out. And we're planning to release a couple more this year with a view to getting a full EP out. Towards the end of the year.
Awesome. How did the launch go?
Oh, it was fun. Like,
it was just mad. Awesome.
Looking out in the crowd, and Julian's dad was shirtless.
Yeah, Julian's one of the drummers. The drummer's dad was shirtless and jumping on stage and doing countdowns, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we loved that more than Julian did, but
alcohol.
Yeah, it was really great show. Good to have all the people who've been following us for the last 2 years there, and it just meant that the energy levels were so much higher. Great show.
Only successful when your dad gets dragged away by the United Airlines security staff. That's when you know it's a winner. All right, guys, how can we support you guys? How can we support you further? Like, how can we purchase your singles? Check out your videos.
Oh, so on YouTube, probably what's our best video on YouTube, guys? Gee.
The one that I'm not in. We played this gig at this place called The Gunnery. They're a small studio here, so they used to get live bands, local bands to play at their parties.
Right, yeah.
So what they do is, like, they'll record a song, like a live video recording. So I guess our best tip on YouTube would be the song we did called All I Want to Do Is Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the one without Melvin, so it's
probably sounds a little better.
Yeah, basically the guys who run that, the guy's name is Ben Rosen, the producer, and he actually produced Grinspoon. He produced one of Grinspoon's. Yeah, so he organized this. So if you go on YouTube, it's like, yeah, it's All I Want to Do Is Dance, Gilded Edge live at the Gunnery. If you want to hear our single Lone Wolf, that's up on Spotify, it's up on iTunes, up on Amazon, CD Baby. Yeah, it's up there, man.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two first places we'd suggest people checking us out.
Yeah, if given the chance, we would love to play in Australia.
Of course, yeah, in terms of gigs, I mean, going to Australia would be awesome.
Yeah,
but I spent some time.
You'd be choosing Melbourne over Sydney, right?
Oh, no doubt. Where are you? You're in Melbourne, right?
Yeah. You know,
Melbourne. Yeah.
Melbourne and Sydney are just like the whole Singapore-Malaysia thing. You know, it doesn't get old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, well, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate finally getting to know you. And, wish you all the best of luck. And when you do have some songs out and stuff, like, feel free to drop us a line and we'll have you on the show again soon.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
That's it for our show today. Thank you so much for joining me. I have been Jay John. This has been and will continue to be Asian Pop Radio, Asia-wide hits 24/7. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and like us while you're there, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. We've got a YouTube channel that we're slowly adding more content to. Search for Asian Pop Radio on YouTube and Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Don't forget, you can download our app free via the App Store. If you like what you're hearing now, you might be listening via podcast and you want to hear all the music that goes along with it, that's how you do it. You get onto our app, Asian Pop Radio. It's It's free via the App Store, or you can head to our website, asianpopradio.com, and listen there. Alternatively, if you're listening to our stream and you'd want to hear this content later on, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It's nice and easy. And if you do listen to our podcast, we'd really appreciate if you could rate it and review it. So give us some stars, hopefully five, and you know, say a nice little message there, because that does help us get seen by more people. So again, thank you to everyone that was involved today on the show. Thank you to Melvin and the team at Gilded Edge in Singapore. They're going to be doing some great things. Keep an eye out for them. Make sure you get to their YouTube channel to check out their tunes. Thank you to Juby, who is always working hard behind the scenes editing our program each and every day, among so many other things. And, you know, we've got about 26 people on Asian Pop Radio now contributing in some way or form. So you might just hear me by myself in the studio today. But by far, the team is much, much bigger, and it can't be made possible without all these amazing people. So a pat on the back to everyone else. See you next time.